At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabe Lorenzi, and I'm on the grid, and I'm on the clock, and I'm ready to go. It's great to have the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, back, because it's nice to have somebody back that won't yell at me and throw bad takes at me. We've got Joe Lisi stepping up in a little bit later on. It's going to be nice to have Joe Lisi on, somebody that knows what he's talking about when it comes to football and quarterbacks. On with my Kevin Walsh. All right, let's go. It's game time. It's game night. And it's a Super Bowl rematch. You know what, Cam? You know what? And we're kidding. We love Kevin Walsh, but I know he's watching. I know he's watching. Big game tonight, Walsh. Big game tonight, buddy. but Joe Lisi's ready for the game. But I'll tell you what, Cam. It was 97 weeks ago. 97 weeks ago that you and I were standing outside of MSG. Very dark night. Sunday night.
It was.
Cold weather. February. Mm-hmm. Nothing's colder than a Manhattan night after you lose 8 dimes. All right? It's been a lot of mistakes made in that city. And there were a couple of mistakes made in that city that night. And Joe Lisi lived right across the street, right down the street from MSG. Yeah. So me and Cam were literally standing. We were literally standing outside MSG. It's like 2 a.m, Super Bowl's over. Cam's going back to his hotel, getting ready to get on the plane. And you would have thought that we lost the Super Bowl. It was worse because at least the Ram players have money. So that was
excellent
a bad
point.
Night. It was 97. Cam, just to put it in context, and I'm telling you, McVay and Goff haven't forgotten. It's their revenge.
I agree with you.
And it's our revenge tonight, man.
I'm with you, man. And you know me. I look for dogs, and I'm like, no, the Rams are going to, like, put Cam Newton. They're going to hurt him tonight. That defensive front, they remember everything, and the line has gone down. People actually, like, 5.5 down to 4.5. I'll take it. Keep on betting the Patriots. Please, people, keep on betting the Patriots. I'll never forget that night too, Morenci. It was tough. Remember me and my girlfriend got in a fight that week and I actually stayed at a different hotel, but I got coupons. And after the Super Bowl, I had no money. So I went up to the guy. I go, here's my coupon for a drink for me and my buddy. He goes, we only accept one, remember? And you were getting pissed. You're like, wow, we just lost like dimes and this guy won't even like cut us a deal on a beverage when we're broke. Yeah, that bartender really pissed me off at that place next to MSG. But hey, you're right. Yeah, remember that guy? You were drunk and angry and I was like, I'm never angry like that. I go, I want to fight this guy. He was a complete idiot. But anyway, I'm betting the Rams tonight too, buddy.
It's pretty hard to get kicked out of a bar in New York City, but we managed to in the late night hours. Yeah, we went in. Things escalated quickly, but me and Cam were not in the best of moods after the game. No, but listen, we're talking about revenge and all this. Listen, you and I both went big on the Rams that night. It is what it is. We can't get it back, and I'm not going that big tonight. And it's a tough spot. Listen, it's a tough spot. You know, the Rams aren't great home favorites. The Rams are road warriors. The Patriots are playing better football right now. But everything I said before is true. Like, you don't think Sean McVay loses sleep every damn night, dude, that he lost a Super Bowl and that he scored 3 points? He's an offensive guru. And Belichick, like, shut him down. You know, Jared Goff, like, how different his life would be if they won that night. He'd be a Super Bowl champion right now. Yeah, like,
you wouldn't you wouldn't be having those arguments with Walsh and Dane. I can tell you that.
He's a bus driver. You put some respect on Jared Goff's name. Shout out to our radio affiliates. I am Gabe Lorenzi. It's that countdown to kickoff. We've got a big football game, as you can hear, Cam. Great to hear Cam's laugh back. We're going to have Joe Lisi joining us. Dr. Chow will get us an injury update. I want to know. I'm going to ask Dr. Chow, how did Jared Goff, nice, comfortable sleep last night, I hope. What did he have for breakfast? And you know what, Cam? You know what's a great game, buddy? When I've been tweeting Jared Goff. Tweeted him last night. Told him, big day tomorrow, buddy. Get some rest.
I like that. Rams. I like that. And you're getting getting personal. I did it to it.
First thing in the morning, I woke up, didn't even think of my girl or anything else on my mind. First thing I did, I tweeted Jared Goff. I said, I hope you had a good sleep. I said, let's get it. It's game day. It's time to do this. Then I said, Super Bowl revenge. And then let me not forget that, after the show last night, I tweeted Jared Goff. And I included Kevin Walsh in the tweet. And I said, this guy thinks you suck. I think you're elite.
That's amazing. I don't do that there.
After tonight's game, after we win this game, I'm going to send the clip to Jared Goff. Because I got to tell you, Jared Goff caused me a lot of grief and cost me money. And I've defended this guy like Johnny Cochran defending OJ. Like, how about a bottle of whiskey for Christmas or something, Jared? Because I got to tell you, nobody's defended you harder than me, brother.
I couldn't agree more. The only time I've ever tweeted an athlete, I remember Junior Alvarado, the jockey at Belmont and Aqueduct. They go, great stuff, Junior. You got one for me in the pick four? He's like, oh, yeah, that's the best. What was the other guy in golf? Oh, yeah, the Canadian Open when I had the lead. And the guy, oh, yeah, Frederick Young. Remember Freddie Jacobson?
I've seen you tweet jockey before.
I go, hey, what's up there, Jakobsen? I got you 125-1. I will try to do better for you. As he's taking a 9 in the bunker.
And you know what, though? People, there's a line in the sand, and people are like manning up. This has turned into like, all right, this just went from another game to we're putting $2,000 on it. We got people stepping up large now. Wanting to take the Rams, but it seems like the public are tipping away on the Patriots right now.
True.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Listen to my podcast, Here's the Thing, on iHeartRadio. It's my chance to talk with artists, policymakers, and performers, like the actress Kristen Bell.
And the moment I said, you know what, I have a thing, and it's a quirky, weird, fun thing that can be snarky, and I love doing it, I do it pretty well, why not lean into it? And that is when I felt like I started becoming happier.
Music legend Mick Fleetwood.
Fleetwood Mac was always about change, so that you were accepted for who you were.
Former governor of Vermont, Howard Dean.
I took the call, and this quavering voice on the other end of the phone says, I regret to inform you that the governor has died of a heart attack, and you're the governor. That was the end of my medical practice.
And best-selling author Isabel Wilkerson.
People would come up to me of all different backgrounds and would say to me, I had no idea that this happened in our country.
If you like listening as much as I like talking with interesting people, Go to heresthething.org and subscribe now on the iHeart app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Great to have Cam back, and it's always great to have Joe Lisi back as well. A voice of reason.
Yeah.
And a crazy. A voice of reason.
That's it, right?
And Time, for the record, I just want to say it's a crime that Time Magazine, I see Time Magazine announced their four finalists for 2020 Person of the Year, and you're not listed, Joe. So it's a
I know, we're not. Unbelievable. They don't watch in-game live on Sunday afternoon. We should be nominated for an Emmy. I mean, this show should be an Emmy. I mean, I guarantee you, if this was a reality show with the three of us watching games on a couch, three psychologists, and I'm telling you, we would be more sponsors than ever in terms of that. So, you know, management needs to put that out. I mean, I think it would be prime time. Better than The Bachelor, guys.
This is unbelievable. One of the four candidates, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, Person of the Year.
You What's he
was
done?
In his basement all year. You didn't do anything. You weren't Donald
Trump.
Like,
exactly.
like Person of the Year, Joe Biden.
Year.
The guy, like,
Joe Biden.
Said 10 words all year.
Joe Biden was like a 52-point favorite that just slipped by. Are you kidding me? Person of the year. Okay, Fauci's all right. He told people about coronavirus. He's not such a bad guy. I know people hate him. I don't. He's all right.
For racial justice. Listen, I'm all for racial justice, but that's not a person. All right?
No, it's not.
It's not a person.
Good point. Excellent.
And Donald Trump, no, he's not the man of the year, person of the year. And it's frontline healthcare workers. All right. So, if you have a family bet with someone on this, it's the frontline healthcare
workers. Oh, I agree.
But I don't want to say without sounding crass in a difficult time in the world, but I don't know. I think who's helped the world as much as you, me, and Joe, Kev, providing entertainment throughout this year?
It's a good point. When all the sports were gone, we still talk NASCAR, horse racing, golf. Like right. We gave it.
These other leagues were off. Me and Cam were on every damn day. Who's been here for you this whole time?
Exactly.
Good point, Gabe. Excellent point.
People's choice.
Yeah, thank you.
The people's choice, guys. I would have voted for you.
Yes, yeah, we're in the right-in. Write us in. We're in the right-in part.
Right-in candidates.
Right-in candidate. All right, so Joe... let's talk about, it's funny because we've gotten a lot of Jared Goff talk, a lot of arguments recently. And mm-hmm. I just want to bring up, there's two quarterbacks that started at Cal in the National Football League. One of them is the all-time passing yards leader at Cal, and it's not Aaron Rodgers. And if Jared Goff can just get one Super Bowl ring, he'll have as many Super Bowl rings as Aaron Rodgers, and therefore his mm-hmm. career will be better than Aaron Rodgers. Because he's the better college quarterback, more passing yards, a higher draft pick, and the Super Bowls equals better, right? So all we need, I need Jared Goff to win a Super Bowl somehow. But all kidding aside, what's your take on tonight's football game, Lisi?
Well, I'm with you guys. I think the Rams step up tonight. Now, I'm against the public in terms of I think it's a very high-scoring game. Now, New England did stay in town, guys, after they blew out the Chargers last Sunday. They stayed in L.A., and that should benefit them in this matchup. But I go back to that Super Bowl, their ineffectiveness in terms of running the football with Todd Gurley. They have two big-play running backs in Darrell Henderson and Cam Akers. I think they get them utilized in the short to intermediate passing game. I think LA starts fast in this matchup and forces Cam Newton to match them score for score. That's been the one thing when you look at, the victory against Arizona a couple weeks ago in Foxborough and then that victory against Justin Herbert last week. New England was able to dictate the tempo. I don't think they do it tonight. I think Sean McVay has a couple of plays dialed up. The speed of the Rams is the difference over, and LA covers this number.
You know, Cam, you brought up something earlier, and I like Cam Newton, but Cam Stewart brought up something about Cam Newton. I don't know, Cam, it wasn't quite one of my clairvoyant visions, but the fact that you even said it, I'm looking at Cam Newton props, and you know what crossed my mind? I'm like, I don't think this
under on the ball.
I don't think he's going to get through the game. I can see.
I agree.
Dude, I think the Rams are going to like come and murder them. Like Jalen Ramsey going to intercept him. Donald's going to be killing people.
Hit him.
And they're going to punish him. And I'm not saying, oh, they're going to murder them 44-0. But I'm saying they're going to hit him and hit him hard. Like Cam Newton's going to get hit hard tonight, guys.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think Cam Newton is going to get punished. And he's not the old Cam Newton. He takes shots and things after a while. I'm not saying he's not tough. He's very tough, but it's like a boxing guy. After a while, man, you wear him down and he starts to go, God, I don't want to take these hits anymore. You see it in his body language, and that's fact, Jack. You talked about it. What are the Niners going to do with that weak receiving core against one of the best secondaries in the league, too? I don't think anything. The New England Patriots tonight, Gabe, I am literally thinking they might score 9 points in this game. That's what I don't know. Maybe that's my vision. I think they have problems getting to like 13. Like, I don't see them scoring. I know Joe likes the over. Hopefully the Rams get, if for you, Joe, get 40. But I'm seeing like a 28 to like 13 game. I like the under and I like the Rams. That's what I'm doing.
I think the one thing that you have to keep in mind for the over is that Bill Belichick doesn't play straight up like Tin Cup, right? He's going to mix it up. So everybody's expecting New England to come in and ground and pound with the rushing attack of Damian Harris, you know, and those running backs. He might work off a play action early to get Cam Newton into a rhythm and get that Rams defense thinking pass first and then run the football later in that matchup. So I think that's the mindset for New England coming in from an offensive perspective. But if you're the Rams, you want to attack this secondary vertically. You have this speed advantage. And on the defensive side of the ball, you're not threatened by N'Keal Harry or Jacoby Myers over the top. So you can stack the box and force Cam Newton to beat you over the top.
That's a great points by both of you. You know, there's always the predictability factor that with the New England Patriots, that they're going to be unpredictable. And everyone's got this game scripted, don't they? Oh, yeah, both teams are going to run the ball. Guys, I crossed my mind here. I'm like, all right, they're going to run the ball tonight. And I was leaning with the under here, but I looked it up. I'm like, okay, they're going to run the ball. How many times are they going to run the ball? Let me look at, like, total rush attempt tonight. 60 and a half between the two teams.
That's a lot of rushes.
Oh, like, man,
geez, that's a lot.
People just think
that's
like,
a lot.
The one-armed man from the Fugitive at quarterback for both teams.
I like that guy.
Belichick always does the opposite of what everyone thinks he's going to do, right? Like, everyone thinks, oh, they're going to hand a ball off to Harris 22 times. Yeah, and what, lose 22-6? They're going to have to try to score points. You know what I mean? They're going to have to try to find points somehow, and they're not. And,
exactly. And
you can't run the ball on the Rams. Have fun trying.
Exactly.
People don't
and another
this Rams defense is the best defense in the NFL.
Another thing, and I'll give Bill Belichick full marks. He always takes the best player out of the game. For instance, Keenan Allen. One of his worst games of the year. The guy's usually getting 20 targets a game. He had 5 catches. But it's different with the Rams. The Chargers don't have the weapons that they have. You know, if they take away Goff, they're 4 receivers deep. They got backs who can catch the ball out of the backfield. There's so much difference between this team. And I'm going to tell you, the thing is, I think the Patriots, Gabe, I know you do the punt stuff. I think they're punting all night. 3 and out hit. Big runs for 1 yard, punt. Like, I just don't see their offense doing anything tonight. That's me. Like, I think they get smoked.
I threw a score out last night. I don't know if I can stick to it, but you're going to like it. You're going to like it. And props, we both came damn close the other night, man. Remember we said 26?
Oh, yeah. Before the backdoor touchdown. We were there. Oh, I would have won every bet. That stupid parlay to the under. I know. I was thinking, oh, my God, it's 27-10.
We always predict scores. We always predict the final score for these primetime games. And both me and Cam, I'm like, I don't know, 26-10. Ravens. Yeah. Cam's like, man, I was going to say 27-10. And it was. It was 27-10 or whatever, 26-10. And then there were a couple of garbage touchdowns in the last minute. So we'll get Joe's score, and I'll share my final score that I threw out there last night. They can make you a lot of money tonight.
Lot-
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Do you ever wish you could get more from your podcast? Well, you can with BuzzFeed Daily, hosted by me, Casey Rackham.
And me, Zach Safford. On our show, we've got more good news and more pop culture.
More memes and more celebrity tea.
More of everything that's blowing up your timeline and trending on the internet.
Every weekday evening, we're giving you more of what you need to enjoy your day. Because what's life if it isn't to be enjoyed?
Listen to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morency. Life is like a movie, or is it like movie is like life? I'm not sure.
Yes.
And tonight we have another mini series in store. The LA Rams and the New England Patriots. Mm. And I'm telling you, come on, man. Sean McVay, you know, he's been tossing and turning, Joe, for 97 weeks after. Everyone can talk about, you know, Jared Goff and this and that and the Patriots. But, and another thing is, too, guys, last week with the Patriots, they got two defensive special teams touchdowns.
Yeah, it's the Chargers.
Punt that got returned. And in fact, Cam, I want to throw this out here, Cam. I know it's crazy and bold, but last night I was thinking the Rams are going to smoke them. They're going to win 31-3 or something. Like you said, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be one of those, oh, God, this sucked. And everyone that, I don't care what hotel and what damn city the Patriots stayed in. It's the stupidest thing. Oh, you know, they stayed in L.A. I don't care. They still suck, all right? They can stay wherever the hell they want to stay, all right? They can stay at Paris Hilton's if they want, Joe. I don't care. Give me the Rams. Give me the Rams.
I'll stay at Paris Hilton's as well. I'll tell you what, you know, but that being said, you know, I think it's going to be a high scoring thing. Here's the thing. If Sean McVay and Goff get up early, you think they're going to take the pedal off to the metal? They are going to score at like, keep going. And the other thing is New England's defense is a lot older than it was a couple of years ago. Those defensive backs, the McCourty twins, they can't cover in terms of man-to-man coverage. That Cooper Kupp, I think, has a big day. I think Robert Woods gets involved. I think all the props are on for the overs. Cam Akers over his rushing total. I took them all, including Darrell Henderson to score at plus 300 and Robert Woods as well.
You're digging deep, Joe. I like it.
If we were open for someone to talk us off the ledge, it's not happening. Joe's like, let's go. Jump.
No.
He's telling
me,
jump.
We need clam chowder, Paulie Patriot. I don't know who on the network's a Patriots fan, but you're right. Like, we've never been in agreement, like, as much as this tonight. I hope it's right. Like, I hope it's right. We're all seeing, like a big butt kicking tonight.
No, I can't lie. I'm not seeing it. I'm hoping.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's your score?
I feel very good about the total tonight. I feel strong about the total tonight. I know they knocked it down, too. I know history is on the underside. Jared Goff, 6 straight unders against Belichick disciples. I don't care about that. I think L.A. has not played well offensively in about 3 or 4 weeks. I think they get it going tonight against an aging defense in New England.
The teaser to the over, Gabe, looks really attractive. All he needs is 37. I mean, if the Rams can get 31 and the Patriots get 9, that's 40. It'll jump.
Oh, wait, guys, 2 minutes. Oh, we have a game coming up here right now. We got a game.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Southern Miss and FAU? Holy jeez, what a train wreck.
I think Joe. Yeah, I think the cheerleaders coaching Southern Miss tonight. Joe, who's their coach? Willie Hall got hired, but he's not even there until Monday. So they're on their 4th coach of the year, Cam, this team. Can you believe that? They're not winning the game. Give me a money line parlay. Let's just do it right now. Florida Atlantic, and we got a lot of time. We have 2 hours before kickoff of NFL. Give me FAU money line. Paul Bovey's alum. Let's get it. And the LA Rams money line parlay. Wanted more.
How much? Yeah.
Minus 120.
That's not bad. Ooh, I thought it was going to be about $140. That's not bad at all.
I don't know, Cam. In the day that
I like
gone,
FAU tonight.
I want plus 114. I mean,
who do you like there?
Throw in Georgia Tech tonight. I like FAU. I mean, Southern Miss didn't play last week, a week off. They're 2-7, 1-5 at home. Can't stop the run. That's the strength of FAU, averaging 180 rushing yards per game. They're the more complete team. Give me FAU. I think they roll in this ballgame.
$200. It's in. Florida Atlantic, LA Rams. $200 pays $369.13.
Wow. Go. We got to talk about the Georgia Tech Pitt game, because that one goes off at 7, not 8 o'clock. It's an earlier start, too, just like college basketball. That game's half an hour.
I'll tell you what. Everybody and, this and that, and, Georgia Tech suck. Pitt need the game, want the game. Georgia Tech don't care. I don't know, man. Feels like a big-ass trap to me. I feel like I don't want to get stung tonight by a bee, guys. I don't know about you. I don't want to get stung by a bee tonight, Cam. What are you doing, Cam, before we throw it to Lisi? What are you doing? Pittsburgh and Georgia Tech.
You're going to give me 7.5 with Georgia Tech. I'm going to play it. I'll take the dog in this spot. I think that's the way to go. Guys, you could tease both. You could tease Florida Atlantic down to 2.5, and you can get 14 with the hook with the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech. Sounds good to me. Or what are you going to do? No, you gave. You can get even more to plus money and throw the Rams in the damn teaser for a 3 spot to plus money.
Why not put the Rams in alternate winner minus 17?
I'm thinking about it. I kind of like that bet. I'm listening. Plus.
I love Georgia Tech tonight, guys. I was on this game last year. I'll tell you, the spread was 8.5. They knocked it down to 8. Georgia Tech lost by 10 points, a very close ball game. You look at Georgia Tech last week, played a physical NC State team. They're running the football over 300 a couple weeks ago against Duke, 200 last week. And that front seven getting much better under Jeff Collins held NC State to under 100 yards rushing. I don't like Kenny Pickett on the road. They're a one-dimensional offense. Everybody's talking about them getting to a bowl game. It doesn't matter. Give me the home team with second-year head coach Jeff Collins. They're playing enthused. I think they win this ball game outright with Jeff Sims and the crew.
Get into a bowl game. Everybody.
That's what people are talking about. You read the local papers, and everybody's talking about Pittsburgh.
Who cares?
Can become bowl eligible. Exactly.
There's 10 bowl games missing. Who cares if they go to a bowl game? Me and Renzi could go to a bowl game this year. I totally agree.
I think everybody's misreading this game. This game means more to Georgia Tech, especially their seniors, than it does Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh on paper has a much better defense coming off of a week of preparation. I don't care, though. I watched that defense play in Georgia Tech. They contained Bailey Hockman in NC State. They were in an opportunity to pull that game out in the fourth quarter. I think they start fast on prime time. I think they win this ball game outright.
Listen to this one, fellas. Rams plus 5.5. Georgia Tech plus 17.5. FAU, pick them. Come on now. That's a 3-game 10-point teaser. I love it. Now you're getting the Rams as a dog in this game? I don't know, Lisi. It sounds like we should unload.
Here we go. You ready? Here's what I'm looking at. You could take FAU, G Tech plus the points, and the over 43 in a hook in New England, LA. I love that, that parlay.
Oh, that'll pay large.
G-Tech, and then take the over. And you could take G-Tech. You want to sprinkle a little on the money line? FAU with the points or on the money line? G-Tech on the money line over in the LA game.
What's the math?
Because I'm going to win so much tonight, Cam. I'm stealing.
Oh, I like it.
Hold him up. Because we're coming for the money tonight. We're coming.
Hey, Joe, I thought he was dealing with like a scumbag neighbor who was like dirty, knocking on his door. Hey, man, I'm just betting the game. Stay away. COVID neighbor.
There you go. I don't want them to call the cops on me after Cam.
Exactly.
After the big heist tonight. So, wow, though, Joe, you come in flying. I tell you what.
He is.
I like the Rams tonight. I'm hyping it up a little bit, but I lost a lot of money doing what you are doing right now, coming in with Rams over on everything, Cam, right? I remember I think I had like $1,000 on Brandon Cooks over like 4.5 catches in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't think he caught one, or maybe he caught one or something. Like, wasn't Goss' fault. That's the whole thing, too. Everyone bitches about Goss that game. Dude, the receivers suck. They never got open. People talk about the Patriots having a good secondary. Belichick, that's the whole thing. And I want to ask you, Joe, that's the dynamic of this game tonight, is what does Sean McVay have for Belichick? You know what I mean? It's like the master, the old guy got the kid before. You're not a kid anymore, Sean. You got to get him back this time. What does McVay have? And like you said, everyone thinks, Joe, they want to protect Jared Goff. Every day, we want to protect Jared Goff. They're going to run the ball. I'm almost thinking differently. I think they're going to come out and think, you guys think we're going to protect Goff? We're going to sling it all over your ass. And we're not running the ball. We're going to throw it all over the place on you.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And keep an eye out for the tight ends, Higbee and Everett. I think they could be mismatched on nickelbacks and linebackers. You know, it's a slower New England team. Let's keep in mind in that Super Bowl, it was Van Noy that got a lot of quarterback pressures. They're going to use Chase Winovich in the same type of, assignment tonight. But I like the running backs. They're a much younger offense in terms of L.A. This year than they were a couple of years ago. You had aging superstars, Cooks, Todd Gurley at the end of his career. Now you have Cam Akers. You have Darrell Henderson, younger running backs. You have the tight ends that they didn't utilize in the Super Bowl. You have Josh Reynolds that he's very underutilized, Josh Reynolds, in terms of the slot. Look out
for him
tonight as well.
You guys know who stepped up in this game, even though Reynolds is a fourth guy? Jefferson. Take a look at Jefferson stepping up for the Rams.
Too, right?
Van Jefferson is getting a good confidence boost. Him and Goff are on the same page. Gabe, watch out for Van Jefferson. He's kind of my sleeper tonight. I wouldn't be shocked if he got in the end zone. They're finding him more targets, more love.
I agree. That's the thing, though, that you guys are right about that. With the Rams, the Patriots defense is good. It's not as great. They play a lot of bad teams and stuff, but they're good, but they're not. It's not like the old Patriots defense. They're still going to do a good job on Robert Woods. So Gilmore's going to be on Woods. They also do a good job in the slot and stuff like that. So they will nullify Woods a bit. I don't think Kupp is going to kill them, but that's when I start to look at the other guys that you guys are talking about. You mentioned it, the Jefferson. To me, Everett is a guy here. Reynolds. You look at like the Goff will mix it up. They're not locked in on just one guy. More what we see on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locked.
Leesy. Hey, Gabe, we're going to call the segment Leesy Unleashed because he loves everything. This guy's animal. We go Big Card Gabe? I don't know, man. It's a long list, Leesy. If you ask me, man, the list is long.
That's it. We had a bad Sunday. I'm back on track here. I feel good.
Nice.
Good. Love it. The one thing with Joe is he's the best. And you know I love overs, Cam. And even I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
When you start second guessing.
Whatever game is the two worst offenses – or lowest total money, Leesy. You love those totals.
You're like a contrarian when it comes to that. Yeah. Sometimes you get burned. Sometimes you get burned.
There'll be a lot.
Yep.
I love being a contrarian, Joe.
Here's the thing, too. The books never lose, mm-hmm. right? So if a lot of money's going on one game in terms of one action, you got to know if I can find an angle or something that leads me to believe that, you know, the over's a shot, I'll buy into it. And the fact that I think a lot of people, too, are banging the under. Oh, New England stayed in L.A. this week, so they're going to be rested. They're not going to be tired. Stupid. Exactly. It comes down to a schematic advantage, and I think that's what L.A. has here. But we'll see. That's why they play the games, and that's why we have in-game. You can always hedge if you're wrong.
I like it. Long list Lisi lives. Long
that's
list.
I know.
That's a great name.
Long list Lisi.
How about some team totals? New England Patriots, over under 18.5. I don't think they're getting to 19 points, Ken.
I don't either. Under. I like the under. A big time.
I'm not.
Time. But Lisi's got the over.
The props aren't flowing to me here. I'm seeing the Rams. I see the Rams win 27.
Gabe?
27-9, 27-10, 31-10.
Listen to this.
I think they beat them down.
Yep. And look at this is what I do. These props with like backup tight ends when they're under 20 yards, kind of like Lisi with weird stuff, that's the way they go. Jefferson's 16.5. I think it just went up to 17.5. Like, that's 17.5. He gets two catches. Like, he's a good receiver, man. I think they're going to go to him, right? Obviously, the Patriots have a plan to stop the number one guys. That you talk about it, Joe. It's either going to be Higbee, Everett, Jefferson. Couple still get his, but I'm telling you, I yeah,
Reynolds too. 27.5 yards. What do you think, Lee? 27.5.
That's low.
Yeah, Reynolds, dude, Goff throws to Reynolds.
He does, and he throws to him touchdowns. You know, that's the one big thing in terms of solid defenses. They threw a touchdown pass when they lost on the road to San Francisco. He found Reynolds in the end zone. So big plays over the top. I think the biggest thing for me is you got to look at, you know, what New England's going to do. They're going to play a lot of zone. They're going to force Goff to be patient in that matchup. And if you're Goff, you want to run up-tempo, right? So keep an eye out for the running backs as well. Henderson and Akers in the screen game to neutralize the front seven of New England as well. I think that's how they can get that New England defense tired out.
If we're going to
tell you something, Gabe, yeah. By the way, we were talking about this game. I'm thinking about talking to Lisa and putting her Pfizer stock. We seem pretty like, is this a lock or what's the deal? I'm joking. Woo, woo. What, COVID vaccine? Let's throw it all on the Rams.
We're 2 hours away from the game. I already put a $200 money line parlay on it. I'm already 200.
I got to tell you something. Yeah, we're going to be throwing it deep on this game.
I was thinking if people never listened to this show before, there's some dude driving and he's betting and he's like, man, these guys are, they're convinced. It's a lock. Like right now, we're probably convincing people to run to the ATM, Ken. Like, there are people right now going, hey, I'll be back in 20 minutes. I'm going to get some gum. Right?
They're really exactly.
More money.
I agree. The Rams better cover and win, man, or else we're going to influence a lot of people's lives, not just our own, negatively. I hope we get it.
No. Yeah, you know what? I don't do this often. It's been a little while, and this is what's going to seal the deal here. It's been a little while, but
uh-oh. He's wearing the sneaks.
The shoe-in.
It's the shoe-in. Right. It's the shoe-in of the month.
All right, I like it. As long as I get the over 43.5, I'm happy. So I feel like LA will win, but I'm going on record. The over is my best play. I think both teams score. I think the Rams get into the 40s. I could see the Patriots getting into the high 20s. I think it's one of those.
He's already
those matchups.
You see, he's got his own motives. He's not concerned about the Rams. He seems just like that. Well,
I think the Rams. I'm on the Rams props. I'm on the Rams props because I just think they dial it up today. I think the one thing that you can count on is the Rams are going to score points tonight.
What about the Rams? What about the Rams team total? Can the Rams score over 24.5 points?
Yeah, I think so. I think the one thing that you look at is if they jump up early, 14-0, 10-0 in that area, it's going to force Cam Newton to utilize his arm. I don't think that New England's going to go into this matchup, you know, and say that we can run the football effectively down double digits. And that's the one thing that I think the first drive is very critical. If LA wins the toss, give me the ball. Don't don't kick it off to New England. You don't want them to start off and score on a methodical 8-minute drive. Let's set the tempo early. Get the football, ram it down their throats for a 7-0 lead. Game on.
I like it. I was going to say, we have to have a little insurance, Cam. Cam Newton score a touchdown. Cam Newton, he scores touchdowns. The guy scores touchdowns all the time. Cam Newton.
I'll let you do that one. I told you, Gabe, my premonition about Tua being a Detroit Lion was horrible, but I think this one's a little more accurate with Cam Newton getting hit a lot. I don't even know. I think he's going to take so much punishment he won't even want to try to get a quarterback sneak. He's going to get handed off. But I'm going to just do Rams props, I think, on this game tonight.
Yeah, well, what's his rushing yard prop? It was 40.5. Let me refresh it right now. FanDuel.
You think he's going to get there?
No, I don't. I think he's going to run and get murdered and not like running very much, Cam. I don't think people realize, the Rams hit hard. Then they're not soft. It's not they're the old LA Rams with Jim Everett getting beat up by Jim Rome. Right? Getting ripped by Jim Rome. Although that was a setup. That was WWE.
Big time. That was the biggest setup out there. Come on. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that was a setup. Jim Rome got publicity and Everett looked cool attacking a talk show. It was arranged. It was a setup.
Guaranteed.
It was a setup, I tell you. So Cam Newton was minus 105 right now to score a touchdown. You mentioned Josh Reynolds, man. Wow. Plus 380, Lisi.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
I like that, too.
Tell you what. I did take N'Keal Harry to cover myself. I did take Patriots because I like the over. I have N'Keal Harry over and Jacoby Myers over. I have N'Keal Harry 22.5. 22.5 for N'Keal Harry? That's one catch. And Jacoby Myers is going to be the big play wide receiver when they do throw 48.5 yards. I think both players go through. I'm telling you, it's a lot of points tonight. New England's going to score.
How many bets you got, Lisi? How many bets got on this game? You're telling me. I'm used to hearing Gabe. He's like, hey, Cam, I got a Baker's dozen, 13. You've got to be at least treading around 25 or 30.
I'll tell you exactly what I did. I keyed the over in tonight's game and Georgia Tech with Saturday's action. And then I have separate pop bets tonight. A couple of in-game parlays. One with all the Rams. I have Goff over 258.5. Cup and Woods over, and then I took a crazy one with all the Rams and the Patriots to win. I think the odds are plus 2,500 or whatever. So we'll see how it plays that. Yeah,
you're going in, Lisi. You're in the deep. He's in the deep end tonight, Gabe, big time.
Everybody's on the under. Everybody loves the under. I think there's going to be a lot of points.
There's not a Ram player, though. There's not a Ram player, Cam. That John said, oh, yeah, I like the over with him, too.
I love it.
Lisi's final score, Rams 56, Patriots 28.
I'll give a final score. Ready? Rams 41, Patriots 27.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's almost 70 points. Jeez, Joe. Oh, my God. Joe thinks it's going to be a college game tonight. Wow.
I do. I like your boldness. Interesting.
I do, too.
I thought I was going to say 31-3 Rams. But
yeah, what do I have? 31-9? I had 31-9. That's my score.
41-27. Wow.
I know. That's a lot of points. Leesy's confident. See the grin? Yeah, he feels good tonight. He feels good.
I'll be tweeting you out if it's 3-0 at half, though. Make sure.
We pray for you, Joe. Exactly.
Yeah, get that. Get the mental health hotline crisis number ready, Joe.
For all three of us, right?
Yes.
My name is Joe, and I just wore my holidays.
Yes.
All right. Are you confident tomorrow with San Jose State? Tomorrow, we got Friday Night Football tomorrow, Cam. Big one. Nevada.
I'm going to tell you.
Nevada and the Spartans throwing it down.
Here's the thing. You talked about San Jose State and Hawaii. They could have rolled over in that game, Gabe. This team's the real deal. Like, they're showing up. Like, they're basically saying anywhere, anytime. You know what? Screw it. We're a new team now. I'll tell you, it's really hard to step in front of these guys now. They've just shown me a lot. And even when other teams score on them, they come back and get it right back. Mentally, they're tough. They're playing good football. They believe in themselves. I don't want to step in front of these guys right now. I don't know how you guys feel.
Joe? No, I like San Jose State, too. I think, you know, when you look at Nevada and Carson Strong, that offense, you know, they're an offense that wants to throw over the top. I'm still not sold on their rushing attack. And I think the more physical team at the point of attack, offense and defensive lines, is San Jose State. So they remind me of Coastal Carolina. A lot of people aren't buying in fully to San Jose State because, you know, they're the new kids on the block. But if you watch them with Nick Starkel and their quarterbacks – they're solid, making solid decisions, and don't turn the football over. San Jose State, I believe, wins this ballgame.
Brennan's a great coach. you know, the San Jose State, they actually remind me of the New York Giants in a way. Just sort of this team. Like, they don't do anything great, but they tackle well. They get to the ball. They're making plays. You know what I mean? It's just one of those.
Yeah.
They get first downs. You know what I mean? They get that first down. Like you said, they're mentally tough. Fun football team. We caught on to it. We've been talking about the Spartans. We're not just talking about them now. We've been talking about this team all year. Well, I was going to say all month, but that is their year.
Remember the night when you and Lisi were on, Gabe? And I'll tell you something. I was on them that night, and when they beat San Diego State outright and murdered them, I'm like, this is a whole different scenario now with these guys. Like, they used to be kind of like just that team. They're flaky. But, no, things are different with these guys. Joe talked about the quarterback's good. And that's the thing. In college football, games are won and lost on mental mistakes. If you're mentally strong, that's a huge edge that you have, right? It's kids.
I'll give a quick update. Let me just give a touchdown, Southern Miss. Frank Gore Jr. on an 80.
You know what I did? This game? Bought Southern Miss live plus 16.5 and the other one on the teaser. So let's middle this bad boy and party tonight. Don't worry. Florida Atlantic's going to win. Southern Miss is going to cover the big number, 16.5.
Where the hell's the owl? What's going on, Parker?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game time decision continues. So we're into the 3-minute warning right now. We have Georgia Tech and Pittsburgh coming up. And I don't know, must be the COVID in the air or something like that. But I'm getting crazy here. Maybe it's Lisi. Long list Lisi. And BGG's back in the house. Big card game. BCG back in the house. So how about this, Cam? What do you think about this one? Georgia Tech teaser. Georgia Tech teaser up to 14.5.
14.5.
Under
I love it.
50.5 in the Ram game. Well, it's a winner.
Oh, I like that too.
In Lisi's world, long list, Lisi says 76 points tonight, but I don't think they get 50, Gabe. I like it. I like it.
Oh, sure. What did you say, 68 points? Yeah, 41-27. Wow. No, I'm putting this in.
Why don't you just tease it? You know what I'd do? Tease it to the Rams. Don't even deal with the total, whatever.
Now, the problem is with the Ram teaser, Cam, it's four and a half. What are we getting? Yeah, what are we getting out of that?
Two and a half.
Like, if I'm getting three, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm only getting 2.5. It puts me in a tough spot. Number. I'd rather
go to the under, tease it to the total and go over 39.5 or go 38.5.
It's 36.5. Yo, it's 36.5 on the teaser. It's the total's 43.5. -7 is 36.5.
Yeah, they're going to get that in the first
half. Is there going to be 37? Are they going to score 37, Gabe? 31-9. That's 40.
Only 36.5. I know. What am I doing? I'm all out of sense.
Close. Trust me, man. I know. It's scary.
I think the Rams are going to beat them down, bro. 31-10.
That's over 36.5.
So you know what we're doing? By our chatting, we should just smash the Rams at -4.5. That's kind of the most logical thing out of this whole conversation. Oh, right? Hold on.
We got 30 seconds. USC, UCLA, give me the Trojans. Colorado Buffaloes. I like the Colorado Buffaloes against the Utes. Pac-12, what do you like?
I like both favorites. I like Colorado. I like USC with short numbers. I think there's somehow, some way they meet in the Pac-12 championship game. Look for the Pac-12 to meet on Monday, possibly, and do the same thing the Big Ten did.
Joe Leachy. Great stuff, Joe.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.